The summer months breed some extremely interesting opportunities when it comes to soccer betting. Sure, there are some lesser-known leagues that are still taking place, and sure, there are international competitions like the Nations League. However, there are some very interesting opportunities as it comes to potentially transfer specials and, in this scenario, Ballon d'Or betting. One bet in particular has really caught my eye, and let me explain why. If you don't already know, this is the Fine Margins channel. It is the soccer and tennis content division of the Hammer Betting Network, where we go through betting topics just like this and will be all throughout the summer months. So make sure you are subscribed to the channel. If you're listening in audio form, make sure you're following us. And if you find yourself enjoying along the way, hit that like button. And if you're on audio forms, take a minute to rate and review 5 stars as well. But the interesting opportunities are open here, usually with the bigger, more known sports books that are willing to take on a little bit of the extra risk when it comes to these markets. For transfer specials in particular, it's not like any game-to-game basis where when you're betting, sure, you can have a big edge, but at the end of the day, the team still has to go out there and win. But when it comes to transfer specials, for example, it can be a little bit different because this can be a predetermined outcome. The access to information is very limited, but there are people out there who have that access and therefore can take advantage of these markets. Now, I will concede, these markets are being offered up with extremely high percentage holds from the sports books, and they're really only doing it just to get a load of extra promotion to their sports book when there's a bit of a barren spell for these sports. But in particular, I was going to look at some of these transfer specials, but another bet really caught my eye, and that was the Ballon d'Or betting being offered up by Bet365. Now, I searched far and wide, as many sports as I could. I could not find any other sportsbook offering up the opportunity to bet on the Ballon d'Or, but I was pretty shocked with what I saw. Based on what we've seen this season, it would seem to me that the person who should firmly be in the driver's seat for the Ballon d'Or is Erling Haaland. Breaking records in the Premier League, breaking goal-scoring records everywhere, was absolutely dominant in the Premier League with 36 goals, smashing the all-time goal-scoring record in a Premier League season. He was excellent in the Champions League, en route to winning the Champions League with Manchester City. They won the FA Cup, Champions League, Premier League, the treble for the player. It has been an outstanding season for Erling Haaland, but one competitor in place, really the only competitor in place for Haaland, should be Messi. Messi having won the World Cup with Argentina since the last time this award was given out, right before the World Cup when Karim Benzema was the victor. But searching for this, the odds for this award, I was expecting Haaland to be the favorite. Maybe about minus 150 on Erling Haaland for this one, considering the treble, considering what we're going to see, especially from now until that award is given out. Messi's now going to the MLS. With respect to the MLS, find it hard to believe that Messi will be good enough in the MLS to warrant winning this award, even with what he's done already since the last award was given out. Whereas Erling Haaland, I fully expect to absolutely tear up the Premier League once again next season. So my instincts told me we were likely going to see Erling Haaland as the favorite for the award. But I was shocked to see something different when I opened it up. Lionel Messi being considered the favorite for the award with minus 334 odds. Now, that is not a price that I would take, but Erling Haaland, the person I thought that should be favored here, and I think as the year goes on, he will be more and more in the driver's seat for the award. I was really shocked to see him at plus 225, and I think this breeds a very interesting opportunity. Fully going to take this bet. This is a bet that I recommend for all the things that I've laid out here. Erling Haaland smashed Premier League records, won the treble with Manchester City. And though winning the treble doesn't always constitute winning this award, I thought Wesley Sneijder in 2010 won the treble with Inter, got to the World Cup final with the Dutch national team, and did not win the award as that season, 2010. I believe it went to Messi that season. I could be wrong, but it did not go to Wesley Sneijder. So that's a specific example that I can remember. But in this scenario here, we have Haaland, who not only won the treble, not only was the key factor in winning the treble for Manchester City, was Premier League Player of the Year, smashed the goal record again, scoring 36 goals. The Premier League used to be, a 42-game season rather than 38 games. He smashed those records even when the league was 42 games long. He had 4 less games and still beat the goal-scoring record. He's been unbelievable this season. And not only these things involved. Like, it's not like Messi wasn't great in the Liga. Messi had 16 league goals and 16 league assists. Like, that's tremendous. But PSG only won the league. They did not win the Coupe de France. And they did not progress very far in the Champions League. In fact, Messi wasn't really at his best in the Champions League tie against Bayern Munich. There was the World Cup where he was the best player. I understand that's playing into the odds the most, but I don't think Messi should be favored by this much at this present point, like minus 334 at this present point. And for the rest of the season, I'm going to guess here, but my feeling is that Messi is not going to be a week-in, week-out player playing for Inter Miami in the MLS. I can't imagine Inter Miami, who are so far behind the playoff pack right now in the Eastern Conference of the MLS. I don't know what sort of success they would need to have domestically for that to help Messi's case. I don't think there's going to be too much stock being put into the MLS performances. I also don't believe Messi is going to be playing week in, week out. I don't think the motivation is going to be there to play every single game and deliver at the highest levels every single game that is going to be there for Erling Haaland. He's going to be doing it in the Premier League. There's no reason why Haaland's goal scoring should dry up. There is every reason why the performances should drop off for Lionel Messi, and considering he is playing in the MLS. I think this is ludicrous. I'm so shocked. I think this is absolutely ludicrously priced by Bet365 here. So we're going to make that an official bet for the account here. If you guys ever want to track what I am betting on personally, you can find it at Jacob_Germania. It's in the bottom left here. And I track all my wagers publicly there. We'll also track it for the Fine Margins page. But if you think this is a bet that you want to take as well, then please make sure you are signed up to the Bet365 Sportsbook. You can use our affiliate code as well to do so. In the bottom left of the screen is a QR code to go directly to that link. But if you don't have access to that right now, you don't want to go to the QR code, you can look at the link in the description, betstamp.app/finemargins, or even type that into your browser, betstamp.app/finemargins, the name of this channel, and you can sign up to the Bet365 Sportsbook with our affiliate code. It doesn't do anything for you. It's the exact same process for you of signing up, but it does support the Hammer, it does support Fine Margins, and it does help us grow the content. It allows us to produce better content more often. So you're going to sign up anyways. You may as well do it through our link. But let me know in the comment section, are you going to be taking this wager? Are you thinking the same thing as me? Or do you think it's valid that Messi is so favored for this award? Let us know in the comments. Let us know on Twitter at FineMarginsHQ. And if you did enjoy, drop a like, take a moment to rate and review 5 stars. Subscribe to our channel if you're watching on YouTube. Follow on our podcast feed if you are listening over there. And we'll see you again very soon for yet another video and pieces of coverage in the soccer betting world here on Fine Margins.